Well, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here is the good news.
And we join our broadcast already in progress for a Thursday installment of Not Necessarily
the News.
Because if we didn't report it, then who would?
Let's start right out.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened?
Yeah. Well, I think somebody's been messing with our cameras.
No.
But the cameras were all fixed, of course. Tuesday night for the State of the Union address. And as we said, Trump has set the record for the longest State of the Union. But not a record when it comes to viewership. Full numbers will be coming out later on this morning. I'm sure you're waiting with bated breath. But 28 million viewers across all networks per Nielsen data, which, as we know, couldn't be more accurate. The final numbers will come out later, but this is down, actually, from the joint session of Congress last year, and that had about 32 million there on Trump TV.
Trump TV!
Exactly. So, the White House has said the fewer numbers by about 4 million is because all of those people were in the Melania movie. So,
oh,
there you go. Yeah, they were in theaters. They were watching something else. Sure, that's accurate, too.
So it is the question on every music fan's mind. Why isn't New Edition in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Mm-hmm. Well, fear not. It could be happening in the near future. They've released the latest round of contenders for 2026. It's not just Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. Uh-uh. How about Sade, Pink, Shakira, Mariah Carey, and Luther Vandross? All names very synonymous with rock and roll. There's also some actual rock artists, including Phil Collins, Iron Maiden, Billy Idol, Jeff Buckley up for the honor. It will be voted on by 1,200 artists, historians, and professionals. Did you get your ballot? Winners announced in May.
I honestly can't believe that Phil Collins himself is not in already.
Okay, he is.
He's with Genesis.
With Genesis. But no, not by himself.
But he's like the third biggest selling artist of the 80s.
I know, he's fantastic. If you know, you know.
And if sometimes maybe you find a Corolla at an intersection with the windows down, there might be somebody that's out there enjoying and belting along with a little
Ken Buckner.
Phil Collins.
And he may be carrying a mini chainsaw, so do be careful.
I can feel it
there.
Coming in the air tonight. In the air tonight.
Oh, you're so Miami Vice, and you don't even know it.
Well, this is gross. Bill Gates, yesterday, he got a staff of his foundation together and did a little town hall, and looks like it was a moment of personal growth as he apologized, Bill Gates, to his staff for his association, first of all, with Jeffrey Epstein. Called it a huge mistake. Yeah, you think?
You think?
But he added, quote, he did nothing illicit and, quote, saw nothing illicit. And also that he never went to the island. But he did admit to two affairs that he had. He said he had one. Well, they were both with Russian women.
Russian. Vinegar vodka, Bill.
One was a nuclear physicist. And the other was a Russian bridge player.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's no chess player, but who is?
So after hearing that, evidently Bill Gates' staff tried to all turn themselves off for 10 seconds and wait and hopefully never turn themselves back on because that's going to be tough after that.
Melinda may have a yuck idea about all that. So
what were those women thinking? Anyway, sorry. Gross.
So what is a girl to do when your world collapses? Your ex-husband's been arrested. Your name is all over the Epstein files. And emails show you were really good friends with the late billionaire. Fear not. Sarah Ferguson handling things like a true princess. She is at a wellness retreat in Ireland. She's apparently a professional couch surfer these days and doesn't really have a home. Speculation is her rich friends are bankrolling this lifestyle. And she spent much of January in another spa resort in Switzerland that was a bargain-friendly $17,000 per day.
To be honest, I didn't even know she was still alive. Yeah. Well, to keep the feel-good news going. Finally, culmination on the death of one of the founding members of the original Dixie Chicks, singer Laura Lynch, who passed away in 2023, just days before Christmas, 65 years old. And it was a reckless driver, 33-year-old Dominic Chavez, accepted a plea deal earlier this week from prosecutors, admitted that he was driving recklessly, caused the head-on crash that took the life of Laura Lynch, and he has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. So those just came down now. Laura Lynch, this crash occurred out there about 70 miles east of El Paso, so basically middle of nowhere, Hudspeth County. And Lynch was a founding member of the Chicks when they formed in 1989 alongside Robin Lynn Macy and then, of course, Marty and Emily. And did a couple of albums together, but Lynch was the first to step away. And she actually ended up just going to raise her family there in Mineral Wells. So, and then obviously Chicks went on to do their things with Natalie and stuff like that. So culmination of that. And I'm not sure if her family still is out there in the Mineral Wells, but a little bit of closure for them with this case coming to an end.
The U.S. men's hockey team still having quite a moment. They've been to Milan, the White House, and Miami, Florida, where they racked up a $150,000 bar bill. So who handed over their credit card to pay? None other than another sports director. That would be Pat McAfee from ESPN. See, that's how it's done.
He thanked
the guys for representing the U.S. in such a great way. Says it was an honor to watch him win. Urged them to enjoy the HE double hockey sticks out of it. And says the drinks were on him. They sucked down 11 vodka, something called Armand de Brignac champagne, and Dame Mas tequila. In related news, I need to ask for a raise so I can start buying cocktails.
Yeah, if there's one open tab you don't want to grant, it's to hockey players. Can they do some damage.
USA!
That's right.
See? She knows. She's got the
USA!
By the way, your Dallas Stars last night won against the hated Seattle Kraken. So they won seven straight and back after the Olympic break. And now the latest when it comes to technology in literature. Increasingly, over the past, really, decades, audiobooks have become a big thing.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, nobody even reads the book at book club anymore.
Well, now...
You just listen.
Now, the newest technological advancement in audiobooks released by Audible. They are introducing a feature called Read and Listen, which allows you to read your book while you're also listening to it.
Like subtitles? Is that what we're looking at?
Or just a book.
Yeah. Real country. 92.1. Hank FM.